Talk about something that you do every day. If I ask you if you do it frequently, you say, yes, I, what, all the
yes,
time?
Yes, I do or something.
Uh-huh. And if you wanted to know whether he does that sort of thing, you'd ask me.
Mm-hmm.
What, he do that sort of thing? How would you ask that?
I would ask you whether you done that sort of thing.
No, if you wanted, you're asking me, say if you want to know, say if I have a brother and you want to know whether he does
a certain thing or not.
You'd ask me.
Yeah.
How would you ask me?
Well, I would, if I wanted to know, I'd just ask you how he done it, I reckon.
Uh-huh. Well, if you want to, say you want to ask me whether or not he does something, you'd say, what?
How does he do it?
Or just ask me. Would you say, do he do it, or does he do it, or?
Does he do it?
Uh-huh.
That would be the right thing.
And I'd say, well, I don't smoke cigarettes, but he.
He does.
And you say, well, I think that's right, but I'm not.
Sure.
And if you wanted to know why someone did something, you'd say, now what? So what make him do it, or what makes?
What? How, it ain't how does he do it, it's is that it?
Okay, and you say, well, I don't know if he did it or not, but people.
Says he does.
Uh-huh. And talking about how tall rooms are, you say this room's maybe eight?
Seven and a half, so this walls.
Seven and a half,
mm-hmm.
What?
Walls, you know, seven and a half, this way, that, the walls, outside
uh-huh.
Walls.
These walls are seven?
And a half.
Seven and a half what?
High.
How do you? And say, talking about how tall you are, you might say you're 5'2" or 5'3",
you know what you are.
And, say, the place where people used to keep their milk and butter before they had refrigerators, they'd call that there.
The safe is what I always kept mine in.
Uh-huh.
But they used to be a... I don't know what they call that, a dairy, something on the outside, you know, they put
uh-huh.
the stuff in.
What about where they keep potatoes?
Raw potatoes in a bank.
Mm-hmm. And say if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, like he kept on going over to the same girl's house, you'd say that he's...
Going steady.
Okay. What do people used to say?
I don't know.
Do you hear he's courting her or
oh, yeah.
Her?
Oh, yeah.
What's
he's
that?
He's courting her.
Uh-huh. And he'd be called her...
Sweetheart.
And she'd be his...
What? Sweetheart, too, I reckon.
Uh-huh. And, say if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say he had been...
Yeah, now.
He had been doing what?
Kissing her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right.
And... When the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say she...
Dropped him.
Okay. And he asked her to marry him, but she...
She refused him.
Uh-huh. Any other ways of saying that? Do you ever hear she turned him down or jilted him? Or
turned him down or something like that, you know.
Huh?
She turned him down.
Uh-huh. You said they were engaged and all of a sudden she...
Yeah.
She did what?
Turned him down.
And... Any joking ways of saying someone got married?
Right now, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
A joke.
Did you ever hear jump the broomstick or got hitched?
Got hitched.
Uh-huh.
Not done the broomstick, but got hitched.
At a wedding, the boy who stands up with the groom, you call him the...
He's a... Wait now. The boy is a groom and the girl is a...
Yeah, but sometimes the groom will have his, maybe his best friend up there with him too.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd be called the...